Welcome to the Life and Legacy Show, where we discuss all things elder law, estate, and legacy planning. Hosted by certified elder law attorney Tim Seckler from the Seckler Law Firm. And now your host, attorney Tim Seckler.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Life and Legacy Show, sponsored by the Seckler Law Firm. My name is Tim Seckler. I am your host for our show. And today's going to be an interesting one, I think. We, if you're new, if this is your first time checking out our radio show or our podcast or our YouTube channel, we talk about a number of things here. And what I do for a living, in addition to doing the radio show here, is I am an estate and elder law attorney. So I do wills and trusts and powers of attorney for people, and I do post-death administration. We do nursing home crisis work, and sometimes I use this show as an opportunity to teach some lessons, I think, and I hope people learn and people need to know. Sometimes we take a look at just the random things I want to chat about that I think are important. Sometimes we take a look at current events, and boy, this is going to be a current event episode. The news, these shows sometimes just write themselves. You know, people ask me, my friends and family say, where do you come up with the stuff you talk about every week? And sometimes the fact is, I don't have to think all that hard, because if you just read the news, life is currently teaching us lessons about how important this stuff is. And you know, there was just a series of news articles I found, not intentionally looking for them, just reading the news, that had me thinking about a lot of the different estate planning opportunities and just different things that should have been done here. So we're going to talk about a couple of different situations. We're going to examine some situations that are occurring out there in the world and use them as learning opportunities for how we can better support our families, how we can do better planning in our world for our net worth, our assets, our kids, our family, our values, et cetera. But before I get into that, anything that you hear in the show, I got to do a disclaimer. You know, I'm a lawyer, but I have lawyers, and they tell me that I have to do a disclaimer at the show. So, this show is used for education purposes, information purposes. You should not make decisions based on what you hear on this or any other radio show. If you need the help of a lawyer, you should call one, and our phone always rings at 724-841-1393. You can check out more about my law firm at secklerlawfirm.com. That's S-E-C-H-L-E-R. lawfirm.com. We're serving all across Western Pennsylvania. Our main office is in Mars, PA, but we have a couple of satellite offices, and we've got an exciting and growing practice. And part of the reason that we've had some success with the law firm, my opinion, is we're just very honest with people and very real with people, and have a desire, myself and my team, the other lawyers in the office, my support staff, just have this desire to make sure that people understand their options, make sure that people understand, you know, the different things that you can do to help plan for your family. And then we just sort of help you make the right decisions for your family. One of the things that bugs me the most is when people will walk into a lawyer's office. I had one of these this week, and I'm reviewing documents that another lawyer prepared just in the last couple of weeks. And the fact is that my opinion, there wasn't enough planning done. And so I sat down with the family. I said, well, you could continue to run with this relatively simple thing that you have here, but you kind of expressed a couple of more complicating goals, asset protection, protection of kids' money from divorces, et cetera. And, you know, your current estate plan really doesn't hit those targets. So let's chat about how you want to do it. And we just provided an hour or an hour and a half of education. At the end of it, they're like, wow, we didn't know that these things were options. Well, yeah, that's because your previous lawyer was trying to get you out of his office as soon as possible because he had something else he wanted to work on. And anyway, all right. So here's the thing. What we're going to chat about today are a couple of really impactful articles that I found in the news this week, and a couple of just kind of juicy, like, public gossip type stories, but they really have some important estate planning lessons to them. And so I'm going to give you some citations as we go through these, because if you want to read the article, we want to give credit where credit is due. So the first one is an article that I found online through the Wall Street Journal. So this is a Wall Street Journal article published this week sometime. It was published May 1st, 2021. The headline is COVID-19 forced many unprepared young adults to deal with their parents' estates. And the tagline or the subtitle here is sudden deaths have left millennials and others in an unfamiliar world of uninventoried assets in probate attorneys.
What this means is, during the COVID experience we've all had in the last year and a half, and as it continues to roll on, there's been an increase in unexpected deaths as a result of this terrible illness. And, you know, thankfully, if people out there continue to be vaccinated, you're seeing a lot of the deaths go down and down. I saw something the other day that 85% of Pennsylvania seniors have been vaccinated. I think I did. I'm pretty sure that's the statistic. And so, you know, look, no secret that there's a lot of people getting sick. There are a lot of people getting sick. It's starting to trend toward younger people, but that's not because the disease likes younger people. It's because the older people are vaccinated, which just should tell us all that these vaccinations work. But I don't think we want to go down that road. I don't want to go down that road on this radio show. So as we're starting to protect the lives of seniors because they're getting vaccinated, and you know, now we're starting to see younger people get sick. But before that occurred, we lost a lot of lives. And having had a personal experience with a family member that got really sick, I can tell you that I kind of experienced firsthand the scramble that can occur. And thankfully, we didn't lose the family member I'm talking about, but there was a concern that we might. And there was a scramble on the, amongst other family members to say, where are the documents? What's going on here? What do we understand? And we had to make some quick modifications and whatnot. But a lot of families got tossed into this. You know, COVID, when it hit people really hard, it hits people fast. So, you know, somebody can be having flu-like symptoms today and be on a ventilator, unable to communicate tomorrow. And, you know, there's still all these studies out there that say the majority of U.S. adults have never done any estate planning. And that's really what this Wall Street Journal article is highlighting. It highlights a couple of 30-somethings that were all of a sudden in charge of administering a parent's estate, and the parent, in a couple of the cases that they highlighted here, had never done anything. Right. So what happens when somebody passes away and they haven't done any planning at all because they've got this mentality? How did the article put it? There's a quote in here. He was one of those, quote, I'm going to live forever, don't worry about it right now kind of people, the daughter says. Well, okay. You know, that's a real tough guy approach to this thing. But that to me is sort of that I'm going to live forever is really just a soft way of saying, I don't want to deal with a tough situation because no, you're not going to live forever. If you figured out how to live forever, I want some, I want what you're selling. But until somebody tells me that you figure that out, I think the adult in the room needs to say, okay, I've got to wrestle with my mortality. If anything, COVID-19 has taught us a lesson that we have to wrestle with our mortality. And if I am going to pass away, be it an illness, be it 50 years from now or 50 days from now, I had better have an understanding of what that's going to do to myself, my family, my kids, my relationships, how that impacts in my situation, my business, and just have this thing well thought out so that we have plan B and we have plan C and we have plan D, and there is an answer to the question, what happens next? Because what this article highlights, the Wall Street Journal article highlights, is there was no plan for what happens next. The kids didn't know what mom and dad had. The kids didn't know how much money they had. The kids didn't know if they had a will. They found themselves in a situation where they didn't have an opportunity to ask the parent. And so they're just essentially shuffling through the parent's house, trying to find paperwork that indicates what did dad own, and trying to locate a will if there is one. And what a helpless and confusing and frustrating situation to put your kids in, folks. When thinking about doing an estate plan, you want to do an estate plan, but the estate plan isn't really about you. The estate plan is about making things easier for the kids. To some extent, it's about you, right? It's about recognizing that you spent this whole life accumulating these things, and one of the things presumably you'd like to do is take care of your family or take care of your friends or take care of some nonprofits or whatever it is you want to happen with the leftovers. But we have to put a plan around that, because if we don't, all we're doing is creating an extremely frustrating situation where the kids don't know which way to go. They don't know what you have, and they got to spend time and time and time, their time, trying to sort out the mess that you left them. And what's the story that they're going to tell themselves at that point forward, right? You know, people express condolences to your parents. You know, you lost your parent. You know, you have my sympathies, et cetera. And that goes on for a long time. But you know what your kid's going to start saying? Your kid's going to start saying, yep, I miss him. But you know what? He left me a mess. This is such a headache. I've got so much work to do because he left a mess. And I don't know about you, but that's not how I want to be remembered. And all I think you have to do is find this Wall Street Journal article. And if you call my office, I'll get you a link to it. It's really well done. But it really outlines the frustrations of a person who has lost a family member that didn't plan. So that's one article that we found. And I think that's the lesson that we can take away is, look, don't dump all this. Yeah, I know it's a tough conversation, but you can't dump these decisions on your family members because they don't understand what you understand. And they don't know your goals and they don't know what you have. So take the time. In plan. Okay, the next article I want to talk about came out of the U.S. News and World Report. It's an article dated April 7th of 2021. And what it says is nearly 40,000 children in the United States have lost a parent to COVID-19. Children under the age of 17 or under, I think is what it defines as a child. So 40,000 kids have left a parent. And these are parents, presumably. Look, if you're of the age where you have a child, a young child, you're probably not of the age, unless you've got some sort of a diagnosis where you're really anticipating death being an imminent feature in your future. I suspect, and this, you know, study's not going to go that deep, but I suspect by a wide margin that there was no estate planning done for most of these deceased parents. Now, hopefully in a lot of these situations, the other parent is still remaining and is there to clean up. But it begs a question there, young parents, or if you are like the grandparent of a young child, has anybody really thought about in your family what's going to happen to these kiddos if they lose their mom or dad? What happens with all these families if there's 40,000 kids that have lost a parent to COVID-19 in the United States? There's a significant percentage of those that may be the child of a single parent that maybe don't have a relationship with their dad or the survivor, or maybe it's subject to a divorce, or maybe they have a great relationship with their dad, but there's not enough life insurance, and we just lost our primary wage earner. So I think what this article in particular is teaching us is no, COVID-19 did not only kill seniors, it killed young people too, and it continues to do so. Yes, it can happen to you. And whether it's COVID-19 or some other issue, be it a heart attack, a stroke, a car accident, this stuff doesn't only happen to people when they're in their 80s. This stuff happens to people at all ages, and it is your responsibility, if you are a parent, it is your responsibility to make sure that your kids have a good future, whether you're here or not. And, you know, the other thing that I think and I take away from this is a bunch of people that passed away as a result of COVID-19. And it's tragic and it's terrible. And I feel for these kids. But, you know, one of the things that is the saddest of these things is I'm a parent of young kids. You know, I've got three little children. And I like to imagine that I'm going to be here for the milestones. I like to imagine I'm going to be here when my daughter walks down the aisle, or when my kid hits the home run in the big game, or when my other kid graduates from college, or when they get married, or when they buy their house, or when they have their own kids. I like to imagine myself being there. And, you know, when I'm there, I probably have some things to say about how proud I am, or about how, you know, here's dad's tips on a successful marriage, or here's dad's tips on not bragging too much when you hit the home run, or whatever the situation is, right? But here's a whole bunch of parents that aren't going to be there. And I suspect that many of them didn't take the time to leave those messages ahead of time. You know, we all walk around with these cell phones in our pockets, and we all walk around with these computers all around us. We live our lives within an arm's length of a camera pretty much at all times. And there's very few instances where we cannot record a few thoughts. The problem is you need the intentionality to do it. You need to take the intention to sit down and leave your little girl a message that she can watch a video of her dad giving her an inspiring, truthful, loving message on her wedding day, because you don't know if you're actually going to be there. And if you want to find out more about doing that stuff, if you really want to find out how to avoid some of the tragedy that we're seeing in the news these days that is happening in these families, maybe it happened in your family, and if it did, I'm sorry. I really am. I wish that we would have met sooner. But take the opportunity to do that kind of planning. For young families, we have the Life and Legacy course at the Seckler Law Firm, which can really help you get a great estate plan in short order, without a lot of time, without a lot of expense. the Life and Legacy course, which you can find at thesecularlawfirm.com under the Workshops tab. The other thing you could consider with these messages is check out an organization. Full disclosure, my wife is very committed to this. She owns this company that's called Securing Memories. Check out securingmemories.com. And what she's doing is she's providing information products, cards that you can read the card and answer the questions that helps you to transfer your story, your messages to your family on video in a format that we can get it to your family if you're not there. I really just feel like that's not your traditional estate plan. That's not your traditional will or IRA or, you know, dealing with the hard assets, but it's dealing with some very important issues. And I think you ought to check it out and find out if it's for you. Okay. All right. So now we get on to the juicy stories that are in the news. And the first one that I want to chat about is I just think it's going to be fascinating to watch this thing unfold. And I'm really not a person that like pays attention to celebrities or not, but this one's hard to ignore. The news came out in the last couple of days that Bill and Melinda Gates are filing for divorce. One of the wealthiest families on the planet that could have anything they want at any point in time, that have every financial incentive on the planet to work it out, or if they couldn't work it out, at least coexist to an extent that we can be happy. But instead, they have now decided to divorce, which is going to be, it's got to be the most expensive divorce that has ever occurred in the history of the earth is about to occur. And I imagine this thing is going to be settled pretty privately, and you know, we may never know the real deal and what really goes on in this thing. And perhaps it was a prenup, but I kind of doubt it. And now there's, you know, if you read the news, there's stories that like he's been hanging out with an old girlfriend and their whole marriage and had, you know, well, you draw your own conclusions. But here's the thing. If Bill and Melinda Gates, who have done wonders for the world with innovation and technology, who have done wonders for people with their philanthropic initiatives and have just done great things and are extremely, extremely wealthy. If they can't figure out how to make their marriage work, are we being naive to think that that our family members couldn't go through divorces? And an issue that comes up a lot in my case is I'll be working with a family who may be retirees or seniors, and a question comes up that, what happens if I leave my money to my daughter and then within a short period of time, my daughter goes through a divorce? What happens if I leave all my money to my kid and then my kid is sued or has marital issues? Or what happens if my son-in-law has a spending problem, a gambling problem, an addiction problem? Is there anything that we can do to help plan for these issues? And the answer is, of course we can. I mean, that's what we do. What estate planning is really all about, at its core, what estate planning is really all about is managing control and access to your things, all right? So, for an example, a will, if I pass away, my will transfers access of my assets to whomever I name as a beneficiary. If I become incapacitated, we do a power of attorney to shift control to somebody that can make decisions for me because I no longer can. So all we're doing with estate planning, wills, trusts, powers of attorney, is managing control and access of your things. And then we figure out what time period we're talking about. While you're alive and well, maybe we're trying to restrict access from the tax man or the nursing home. Once you pass away, perhaps what we want to do is make sure your kids get it rather than the government. Once your kids get it, maybe we want to make sure they don't lose it to a divorce, right? And the way that we do that one is we leave your kids the inheritance in something called a beneficiary controlled trust that under the law can allow your kid to continue to remain in control of their money, can continue to have access to their money. We put some terms and provisions on when, but you can do it pretty liberally. But if they ever go through a creditor issue, like a lawsuit or like a divorce or like any other type of issue, we can protect their assets, their inheritance, your life savings that you're going to leave to your kid. We can protect it from their potential future divorce, because if Bill and Melinda Gates can't figure it out, let's not make the assumption your kids could figure it out either. So just a lesson there is, man, I was shocked when I saw this, because it seems to me like
you got every resource known to man at your disposal. Just work it out, right? But apparently they weren't able to. So there you go. There's that one. One more. We got one more that is an ongoing saga. We actually talked about this a few months ago. And that is the ongoing saga, which is the battle over control and access of Britney Spears and her money. Now, Britney Spears, this thing, and you know, you could go back and check out the podcast list from several months ago. We did one that had Britney Spears in the title and you know what was going on. But if you haven't been paying attention to this, of course, Britney Spears, there's a lot of money around. And there is an ongoing battle. She is subject to something called a conservatorship out in California, which essentially took all of her money away and gave it to control of someone else. That someone else, over time, has either been some combination of her father, her lawyer, or her father's law firm, and there continues to be a battle over who's in control and over the matter, over the money. And just this week, there was another objection that was apparently filed that I'm reading an article that's on FoxNews.com that says that Britney Spears' mother, Lynn Spears, filed an objection to Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears' request to be reimbursed for a fee totaling more than $890,000 from his law firm. So they are billing Britney Spears $890,000, I don't know over what period of time, but $890,000 for helping her and managing her money, which it's awful hard to look at that and say, what did they do? What did they possibly do in helping manage someone else's money that resulted in $890,000 of fees here? And so I just look at this and I just think, well, yeah, someone I think should object here. And you have to, there's this whole thing, and I was reading the article, there's this movement apparently about Free Britney. That, you know, she's under this somewhat, appears to me, this is just Tim's opinion, oppressive sort of combination of government regulation and her family stepping in and people just seizing her money and her assets because apparently they know better than she does. And you know what, for a second, even if they do know better than she does, it's her money, right? I mean, so look, maybe my dad knows better than I do, but I don't want her to have to come. I don't want my folks getting involved with who's in control of my money. So anyway, that to me just seems to be something kind of crazy. And just in the last day, her dad is apparently claimed, this is, I think, coming from the rumor mill, but I'm going to go ahead and propagate it. The dad is apparently claiming that Britney Spears has dementia. So who knows? I mean, I think she's only about 40 years old. Not that 40-year-olds can't get dementia, but does she, or is this just a tactic in the litigation? I guess time will tell. So there you go. There's your current events as it relates to estate planning. A couple of things I want to bring to your attention is, look, you're never going to have the money Bill Gates has. You're never going to have the money Britney Spears has. You know, you're never going to have these issues, but the issues are the same. You need to figure out in your situation who's in control and who has access to you and your things. Who's making the decisions around here? If I get sick, who's going to be the power of attorney? If I pass away, do we want to protect the assets from the long-term care costs? There's lots of ways you can find out about how to do this. I've got all kinds of information on seclerlawfirm.com. That's S-E-C-H-L-E-R lawfirm.com. I would encourage you to come to one of our upcoming in-person workshops where I give you my thoughts on an effective estate plan. You can come and check it out. Ask me all the questions. I usually present the workshops, or you can attend one of our live webinars, which you can all access under the workshops tab at seclerlawfirm.com. And I do want to do one quick note of a thing that we're doing on May 21st. If you are a nurse, a social worker, or a nursing home administrator, or know any of those people, I am doing an elder law boot camp for 4 hours of continuing education. It's free to you. May 21st. It's a webinar. You can find out about it at our website. Sign up, and we will give you 4 free hours of continuing education to find out more about how you can help your patients get the care they need without going broke in the process. So there you go. And like my lawyer says, I got to do a disclaimer at the end. So I hope you learned something. I hope you found this show informative and educational, because that's what it is intended to be. It is not intended to be legal advice. You should not make legal decisions based on what you hear on this or any other radio show. If you have a legal problem, reach out to us. You can find more information at secularlawfirm.com or give us a ring, 724-841-1393. And if one of the reasons you have been putting off doing an estate plan is because it's hard to find the time to do it, you ought to check out the Life and Legacy course that's available on my workshops tab at secularlawfirm.com, because this is a great way to get customized estate planning done. And you do a lot of the education yourself by watching a sequence of videos. And then after you watch the videos, you answer some questions. And then we follow up with a phone or a Zoom call with myself or one of the other lawyers to make sure that you understand what you're doing, spot check it a little bit for you, and we continue the estate plan from there. But it ends up saving you an entire meeting and a day off of work to get it done that way. So if you've been putting it off because it's hard to find the time, check out the Life and Legacy course at secularlawfirm.com. I think you'll find it valuable. Hey, and thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Life and Legacy Show, sponsored by the Secular Law Firm, where great families make great plans. SecularLawFirm.com or call 724-841-1393.